This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams are at 6:10 and 8:10 every morning. Please make a note of it. What do you got today?
Micah sent me an email and he wanted me to phone scam his friend John, who is a manager of a restaurant downtown that is currently hiring. And it's a place that probably Kevin loves or you've been to, but It's a place that kind of caters to a younger audience.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be funny if I called as a older man trying to use younger words to sell being younger.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak with a manager?
You have one on the phone speaking. This is John.
This is John?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, holla! What up, bro? My name is Raul, and I saw that you guys were hiring.
Yes, that's true.
Dope.
We are hiring.
Dope. I be flexing for that job, yo.
I don't quite know what that means. It sounds like you want to apply though for the position. Is that correct?
No doubt. That's totally trill. Yeah. I never come to work cross-faded, faux show, and I ain't cray.
And what position are you applying for? Are you applying to be a server, a bartender, bar back?
Server, for real.
For real?
Yeah, bro, let me just tell you, your place is blowing up, and I be mad jelly, so I hella want to work there. And you know, I was there, and I'd be mobbing with my homies, and I for real
hey, bro, can
think
I,
this,
can
this
I
would be the ish.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It sounds like you're kind of putting on airs a little bit with the language and the terminology that you're using. Is this your normal speech, how you'd be talking to the customers?
Yeah, AF.
What? I don't know what AF means.
Flexing.
Okay. I think to be honest with you, the best thing from here on out.
If you don't hire me, I got mad FOMO, yo.
I don't. I would really
don't
like
get
to meet
salty.
You,
don't get salty.
No, no, no. No, no, I'm not. I'm not upset.
I'm not too thirsty. I'm not too thirsty for this job. I just think that I'd be hella. Hella fitting for this job. No.
Yeah. Listen, bro. I certainly.
Bye,
want to
Felicia.
Meet you. Okay. Is this your normal vernacular? Is this normally how you talk? Is this your normal speech, like the words that you use and stuff?
Oh, for real. This the ish.
For real, huh? Okay.
Yeah. I ain't ratchet.
I don't know what that means. Listen, well, I don't.
Just I come down there with my squad.
We're only looking to hire one person, but
oh, that's great.
I don't. To be honest with you, it doesn't seem like you would be the best fit here, based off of just personality and.
Can I be honest? Can I be honest with you, John?
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I know your place is...
Raul, I'm glad to hear that, because I have no idea what you're talking about either.
I need a job, and I feel like, this is... Your place is... It goes after a lot of millennials, and
okay.
I am not a millennial. I'm 48 years old.
I get that. And
I just want to talk like a millennial. I just want to talk like... Because I thought maybe you'd
bro,
like that.
Then stop.
I have all these pieces of paper here. I printed up like all these pieces of paper that would help me out.
Please don't do that. Listen.
Okay.
Listen.
All right, I won't.
Just for your own personal knowledge.
Right.
No place is going to hire you when they feel that you're putting on an act.
Okay. Did it come across as unauthentic?
Let's do. Yeah, you sounded unauthentic. You sounded foolish. You sounded like you were a 40-year-old trying to speak a 20-year-old's language, and those 20-year-olds aren't the kind of people that you want to speak in their language of. Like, there's just a whole lot of wrong that went on with that. Listen,
okay.
Bro, if you just be yourself, you're going to find a lot more success in your life than if you try and put on airs to something that you're not.
Right.
Okay? And if you are serious about a job, come down to the restaurant, and we'll have a one-on-one conversation.
Okay, I'm not. This is actually a phone scam. My name's Gavin. You're on 106.5 The End on the Wake Up Call.
Such a jerk. Oh, my God.
Your buddy Micah was the one who put me up to this. He emailed me.
Yeah, that makes complete sense.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.